calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they won't ever roll down, no matter how much you dance at a party. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Move with confidence, thanks to Honeylove. You are in for a treat because support from today's episode comes from Jeannie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeannie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. Find your new uniform at JeannieKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JeannieKane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who don't identify as either, you are listening to Ratchet and Respectable. Whew, today has been a doozy. Not in a bad way, in a good way. It's good and proper work, but work nonetheless. Today is my first day of feeling like a normal human again since I got back from LA. I had this bright idea that I was going to gallivant through the streets of LA from Monday until Friday, literally until Friday night, right before I got on the plane, that I was going to take a red eye from one side of the country to the next, sleep on the plane, of course, land in DC at 6:30, come home, sleep for an additional 5 hours, and go to brunch. I scheduled a brunch. And it was with a friend who's from LA who follows me online. He asked me, do you need to reschedule? Because you're still in LA and brunch is tomorrow. And I was like, no, I'm on the red eye tonight. I'm good for brunch. I land at 7 a.m. And he was like, oh, the red eye on United? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I do that one all the time. We're not doing brunch tomorrow. I scheduled the brunch. This was very intentional. I keep the party going. He was like, no, go to bed. He said, why don't we try for drinks? And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's do drinks. I'm thinking he's doing too much. I've been exhausted, like exhausted to the point that my eyes were burning for 2 days. I was so tired. Saturday, I didn't leave the house. Sunday, I had to leave the house because I didn't put my bonnet on Saturday and laid in the bed all day. And my hair was standing on top of my head. I needed to go to the beauty supply store so I could manage my hair. I ran through all of my twist out cream when I was in LA because I was twisting my hair literally every day. LA is usually very dry air, but it kept raining, so my twist outs wouldn't last. And I was going to events, so I had to look, you know, photograph ready at the very least. It was fun, but my ass was exhausted. I've been talking about this Season World drop forever and a day. The printer dropped off the rest of the merchandise yesterday. So yesterday and today, I was organizing all the boxes. Then I got to update the website. It's not necessarily hard work. Hard on the body, kind of. Moving all those boxes around is not the most fun thing. Good workout. I'm lifting with my legs and my tush, not with my back. So my back is fine, but my legs and my tush are like, girl, we ain't been worked out like this since walking 7, 8, 9, 10 miles a day all over Europe. You could keep this. Labor of love. Literally, everybody and their mom, including my own, because she's like, when these boxes going to be out my garage, Demetria? I can't pull my car in. When is this drop? Either Friday or Saturday. That's all I got. I wanted to do it tomorrow, but there's a small glitch in the plans. So Friday or Saturday, it is. I hope I have enough for everyone. Last time I did a merch drop, I think it was for Ratchet and Respectable. That's when we had the merchandise with the royal colors. The shirts with the Ratchet and Respectable logo, I think most of those were gone on the first day. This is a merch drop from Season World. I've never done Season World merchandise before, so we'll see. I hope there's enough. I think there's enough. It feels really, really good. I was telling this story today on Facebook. The first day the merchandise came, my mom went out and she was inspecting everything. She took one of the crew necks that says no occasion. No occasion is shorthand for... Remember the story? I went to the restaurant with my friend. Actually, I think I was doing an activation for a Rosé brand. But my friend and I were at the restaurant. We were at Avra in Beverly Hills. And this guy sitting across the table from us, he was with his family. It's probably 6 of them. But he's like up, dancing, drinking out the bottle, laughing real loud. Like he was having the time of his life. And we were joking. We're like, oh, somebody must have got a promotion or deal closed. This man really has something to celebrate. So my friend went to the bathroom. He ended up in the bathroom at the same time as the guy. And he asked him, he said, you know, you guys are having a great time. He said, what's the occasion? And the guy said, there is no occasion. This is my life. He came back to the table and told me that story. And I was like, yo, I want to live that man's life. I want his whole disposition. Like, I'm doing epic shit because I can. But I love that phrase so much. Like, I wrote it down, the notes in my phone. And then when I got home, I wrote it down on a post-it and I put it on the wall in my office. That same post-it is on the refrigerator in my apartment in Ghana. There is no occasion. This is my life. I like this so much. It was so inspiring to me that now I put it on a sweatshirt for my merch line. But my mom saw the sweatshirt. She opened up the package to read exactly what it said. She was like, oh, this feels good. This is nice. She took off the sweater that she had on and she put that one on. And she kept it on for 3 days. So earlier today, my mom has on a sweatshirt again. It's like day 3 with the sweatshirt. And I was like, really, you just gonna wear the same shirt like over and over and over every day? You don't need to wash that? And she was like, huh? I was like, mommy, you've worn the same shirt for 3 days. And she was like, no, I haven't. I was like, mommy, I've been looking at you in the shirt for 3 days. Yes, you have. And she was like, no, I get a new shirt every morning. The shirts that we're supposed to be selling? Ma'am has been going to the garage and picking out a new sweater every morning. I was like, ma'am, what are you doing? But also, like, what am I really going to say? Because, you know, she can't park her car in the garage because my life's work. This month's work is taking up her car space. But the new merch, and I'm totally not just saying this because I'm selling it like I did this very deliberately. The last round of sweatshirts were very beautiful. They were very heavy. They were very wintry. Yes, this new batch. Remember, I went to the Usher concert in Paris and I bought that hoodie. Like, I loved Usher and I loved the concert and I loved the hoodie so much. And the temperature had dropped in Paris. I wore that Usher shirt when I was in the house. I didn't wear it out in public. But when I was in the house, as soon as I came home and put on my soft clothes, I put on that Usher hoodie. It is the most comfortable thing in my closet. And I said then, if I do another merch drop, I want the same manufacturer that did these Usher hoodies because this is the most comfortable thing I own. I personally think I did one better. The current hoodies, and actually everything, it's all from the same manufacturer. It's like a bunch of baby blankets. It is so super soft. I was standing at the kitchen earlier and my dad came up behind me. He put his hand on my shoulder for something or another. And then he was just like petting me. He was like, this feels so good. I'm literally not lying. You'll see when you get your merchandise. Like, it's just, it feels really good. And my thought process was, It's the See Some World merchandise. I mean, wear it as you see fit, but I very much want you to wear it while you're traveling. I want you to have a very cute and comfortable outfit, something that's very cozy, like pajamas, especially if you're doing long haul flights. I got a flight coming up that's 15 hours, not even with a layover, it's a 15-hour direct, South Africa to Dulles. When you're doing a little flight from DCA to LaGuardia or JFK, something an hour in the air, be as cute as you want to be. But like a red-eye flight, like that flight from LA back to DC, or this next flight I got to take back to Ghana, that's 10 hours straight from IED to Ghana, I'm going to be in my own merchandise, or this round of it, because usually I have on a ratchet and respectable hoodie. But for the See Some World merchandise, I also added joggers, so you can have like a full outfit. But my intent is that if you should so choose, that you can put on a whole See Some World outfit, you can look presentable in the airport, and then you could like lay your ass down or recline your ass back or smush yourself into an economy seat. Like, the seat may not be comfortable, but the clothing will be. That was my thought process. So it's going on sale either Friday or Saturday. If I get what I need sooner than later, then I'll do it early Friday. If not, Saturday. I promise you, I'm not just trying to hold the merchandise and keep it from you. When I do my drops, especially because the merchandise tends to move very quickly, I just need to have everything in order to make sure I can take your orders and then get them out in a timely fashion. I'm not trying to get no emails, folks, asking, where is my stuff? I ordered it. You did. I try to get it out as fast as I possibly can. There is a whole team dedicated to this. The other big thing today was we're doing a Ratchet and Respectable Live. It's technically not the first one. Many years ago, I did a conference in Arizona, I think, and I did a Ratchet and Respectable Live then, but that was 2019, maybe. I think I just moved to LA, but that was the last one. But this is my first independent Ratchet and Respectable Live. For obvious reasons, I'm doing it in my hometown. Safe space, familiar faces, if nothing else. It's sold out. I mean, it's free. We have a liquor sponsor. Shout out to Remy. Literally, I put up the invite, and it's sold, and all the tickets were gone in 4 minutes. We definitely could have done a bigger venue, but it's my first one, so I wanted to keep it really intimate. The goal is to do a series of Ratchet and Respectable Lives over the summer while I'll be in the States. We'll see what happens with the sponsors and such, how that lines up. I would like to do it, but there's also a lot of other things that need to be done during that time. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm really looking forward to this one. My special guest is Angel Gregorio. If you don't know her by name, you probably know her work. The Spice Suite in DC. She sells spices. She also, was it earlier this year? Last year, because it's the year anniversary. She opened her own, I guess for lack of a better word, strip mall in DC. It's called Black and Forth. It's several Black-owned businesses in one space. So the hub store for the Spice Suite. I also think there's a hair salon, a nail salon, a braid salon, something else that's woman-oriented. But she provided a space for Black entrepreneurs to thrive. And she also allows folks from the community to come in and do activations, promotions for their small businesses. So she has a really interesting business model. But I've known Angel for probably 2018, 2019. We have a mutual friend. If you remember the story about how I went to Atlanta and my friend bought me a little bottle of tequila that I was carrying around in my purse all day, that's the friend. The friend doesn't even drink. But the friend and I were in DC at the same time, and she took me to Angel's house because she could cook her ass off. But we went to Angel's house for breakfast and we met and we just hit it off. We've been friends ever since. I'm super excited about this, if you can't tell. Is there more? No, that's it. There's nothing else. Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they won't ever roll down, no matter how much you dance at a party. Honeywear shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and it's made with breathable fabric that keeps you nice and cool. For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/ratchet. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/ratchet. I've had so many terrible experiences with shapewear, including one where the wire got loose. I have a permanent mark in my skin from it. I never have to worry about this with Honeylove. Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is my go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. And it doesn't stop there. Honeylove also has incredible bras, tanks, and leggings for everyday support. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Move with confidence, thanks to Honeylove. You are in for a treat because support from today's episode comes from Jeannie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeannie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jeannie Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jeanniekane.com and use the code RATCHET to get 15% off. Now, I love my Jeannie Kane sweaters. I get compliments every time I wear one, and they're so comfortable, I can live in them all year long. This is what Jeannie Kane is known for, super luxe and very lightweight sweaters. And trust, they do cashmere better than anyone. The Cashmere Fisherman and Crop Cashmere Cocoon Cardigan are best sellers in every season, but I love styling them on those breezy early spring days. Find your new uniform at jeanniekane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. jeanniekane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. The Oscars? Yo, last week... I completely screwed up our Oscars coverage last week, which is a damn shame. Because remember I told you, I was like, yeah, I'm on the official Oscars site. I went through the categories. I literally listed everyone. And I was like, nobody black, nobody black, nobody black. I missed at least, to my knowledge, 4 black people. At least one of them ended up with an Oscar. The Last Repair Shop. It was a black man, a cute little black girl on stage to accept the Oscars. I was like, wait, what list were they on? The Last Repair Shop don't really sound black to me. That's me being ignorant about what sounds black and what doesn't. All my bad. I can't even blame it on nothing. I should have gone through and Googled. I clearly didn't do my proper research. No excuses. I take a full L for this. But The Last Repair Shop, that was black people. I just Googled it. I'm reading now that it's available on Disney Plus. And if you're like, Demetria, what is The Last Repair Shop? Tells the story of 4 unassuming heroes who ensure no student is deprived of the joy of music. It's also a reminder of how music can be the best medicine, stress reliever, and even an escape from poverty. Okay, so in fairness to me, looking at the pictures used to promote this film, it does not look like black family or brown cousins. I'm just saying. Oh no, there's a screenshot of the cover of the trailer that shows the little girl who was on stage for the Oscar. So they sent the 2 black people on stage, but the film is about a whole bunch of people of all colors. I still should have Googled it. I know. That's my bad. Is it me the little girl didn't look 12? I thought she was way younger. I'm just used to 12-year-olds looking much older. She's a very lovely little girl. I'm not criticizing the little girl in any way whatsoever. She's 12. I'm not criticizing a child's appearance. I was just like, I just thought she was much younger than 12. Congratulations on her Oscar, though. The other film I miss, yes, Lo Capitano. This is the IMDb breakdown. Longing for a brighter future, 2 Senegalese teenagers embark on a journey from West Africa to Italy. However, between their dreams and reality lies a labyrinth of checkpoints, the Sahara Desert, and the vast waters of the Mediterranean. This film was nominated for an Academy Award for Best International Feature Film. So when I read off the films the other day, I saw films from one of them being Italy, and I made, again, an ignorant assumption that, oh, it's from Italy. Nobody black. And in fact, it's a whole movie about black people. Are there a lot of black people in Italy? I haven't been to Italy in 20 years. And the reason I'm asking, like, okay, so like the Italian filmmakers are making this film about West Africans. What's the guy who doesn't talk? Cobby? Is that his name? He's from Italy. The real famous guy. He's like the most famous person on TikTok. I'm assuming he and his family ain't the only ones over there. Oh, it's still in theaters. Landmark's East Street Cinema. It's playing there. It's also playing Cinema Arts Theaters in Fairfax. Okay. I want to see it. You know I love a story about the journey. Jean Baptiste. Now, I knew better because I do know his name. He performed. I don't think he won, though. The song is It Never Went Away. He has a beautiful voice. It's from the Netflix documentary American Symphony. I'm not familiar with that one. He was up for Best Original Song. Billie Eilish and her brother, they won Best Song. And then the last black person that I missed, I think this is the last black person that I missed. I heard there was a bit of kerfluffle online about it. Shameik Moore, I'm reading this on HollywoodReporter.com. Oh, and this is why there was kerfluffle. The Into the Spider-Verse sequel was up for Best Animated Feature Film, and it lost. And Shameik Moore, he's in a bunch of stuff, but the Wu-Tang Saga on Hulu is what first pops in my mind. But he does the voice of Spider-Man on Into the Spider-Verse. So when his film lost, he took to Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. He posted that the film was robbed. He later apologized. He said, respect to the winners. It's true. I'm definitely a sore loser. But we didn't lose. Spider-Verse has impacted a lot of lives. We may not have been acknowledged tonight, but life goes on and beyond. Yeah, get ready. Folks got feelings. He probably should have put that in the group chat instead of sharing it on Twitter. That's what the group chat is for, friend. But as far as acting out on the internet, this is very, very mild. We won't hold this against him. I think those are all the black people I missed. All four of them. My bad. I'll do better. Let me know if I missed any more black people. These are the ones that I'm aware of. I watched the Oscars. I think most of it. Because I told you Sunday I had to do my hair because it was standing on top of my head. I missed John Cena coming out in his birthday suit. Or seemingly his birthday suit. I've seen the behind the scenes. He had proper coverage in the front and the back. So nothing was showing. But he came out naked or seemingly naked in support of the costumers. When I was in LA, remember we talked last episode about, you know, people are nervous about layoffs and pilots not getting picked up and budgets being slashed and people getting fired left and right, all of those things. On top of that, one of the things that came up is there's fear that another strike could be on the horizon. The costumers, who mostly are women, are notoriously, grossly underpaid in the industry, and they shouldn't be. They're asking for better and more fair compensation. And if they don't get it, which they deserve it, there's fear that they may strike as well. Oddly enough, I wasn't that attracted to his birthday suit. I tend to like a bulkier guy. I like the chisel and all that, but it was too much for me. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not saying it was unattractive. I just, you know, usually when I see a naked man who's in good, fine shape, I'm like, oh, hey. I like to take a lingering look, but I just, it didn't do anything for me. Nice looking guy. Just, you know, wasn't my preference. And not because he's not melanated. I just didn't do it for me. The Oscars overall didn't do it for me. Like, I watched it. I was happy for the black people that won. I was happy for the black people that were on stage. But just okay. That's it. That's all I got. Just okay. Red carpet. Remember I talked about how much I love the Oscars red carpet. I'm so excited for it. Like, the only person who really, like, I kind of went crazy over with Cynthia Erivo. She's only like 2 feet tall. She's not a long woman by any stretch. I say this specifically because I'm a short woman. I don't think I do a ball gown very well, but Cynthia Erivo gives me much hope because she's not much taller than me. And again, she has an entirely different build than I do, but she wears a ball gown really, really well. and the one that she had on the other night, I think it was Louis Vuitton, but it looked like green leather. And some people were like, she's dressed like Godzilla. And I was like, I see where you're going with that. You're not entirely wrong. But it's like Godzilla couture. Like, I loved it. She consistently gives good gowns. She well understands. She and Kerry Washington, too, is really good for this. Very well understands fashion diplomacy. She shows up in something show-stopping that makes you want to take a second look, a closer look, and see who she is, what she does, what she's about. And it works very well for her. She pays Jason Bolden. That's her stylist. She better pay him good coin. Actually, I've seen the house of Jason and his husband. They were on Netflix. They making good coin. Some of that's coming from Cynthia. He's worth every penny, every single penny. Coleman Domingo, always a visual pleasure. Apparently, he's a really nice person. People kept talking about Coleman Domingo when I was in LA. Like, everyone loves him, which I was like, not surprised. Remember I told you I was upset he was playing Mister because I thought he was going to do too good of a role and it was going to make me hate him? Luckily, Rustin came out right before The Color Purple, so you could see very clearly his range as an actor just right in the same time frame. So I wasn't too affected by how terrible he was as Mister. Also think the most recent Color Purple gave Mister a whole lot more humanity. The first one, he was just pure evil. This one, I mean, he was still evil, but it wasn't pure evil. He also had some ish going on with him. Him and his daddy, who also had some ish. That generational shit is real. Shout out to the Don Julio marketing team and their budget. Midway through the show, what's the guy's name? Jimmy Kimmel. I don't want to call him a sidekick because I think that's disrespectful, but it kind of is what it is. He technically is security or was security on Jimmy Kimmel's show. And then he got incorporated into part of like the act. Guillermo, is that his name? Please let that be that man's name. Otherwise, people could be like, Demetria, that's so racist. I really think that's his name. I hope that's his name. But he stood up in the middle of the Oscars and did a toast to Don Julio. And then the whole room did a toast and took a shot of Don Julio on camera. All those A-list people holding your product and then making it the center of attention on one of the most widely watched shows on television, at least in America. The Oscars go international, but still. I was like, what is the marketing budget? Is there a budget? Don Julio also sponsored that big ass macro party I went to. It was like thousands of people there. And they were passing around mini Don Julios with a straw. I had like two of those. It was a joyful, joyful night. Joyful. And I was like, oh, Don Julio is spending money. I'm like, Don Julio, I like tequila. I'm also trying to do a tour. Where you at? Where can we be together? I'm just saying. I think that's all that really excited me about the Oscars. It was just all right. The Vanity Fair party, that looked like a good time. That's the invite I really want. I haven't seen the official picture that the black people do every year. I was on Lizzo's page on IG earlier today, and she posted a behind the scenes photo. It's a good crop of black people. Gabby and D-Wade. Gabby's Oscar dress, her Vanity Fair dress, that silver moment, fabulous. Fabulous. I'm trying to think. Let's go on Lizzo's page. I recognized a bunch of people, and then a bunch of people, I was like, who? There's a man in red that to me looks like Babyface, but because the man appears to be climbing on a table, I'm like, it's not possible that that's Babyface, because Babyface would never be climbing on a table. And still, every time I look at the picture, I'm like, is that Babyface? It's not. Wait, did she take the picture down? Wait, she might have. No, she didn't. I just didn't swipe far enough. Kerry Washington, Cynthia Erivo in a new dress, equally fabulous. Usher, Tracee Ellis Ross. I think that's the side of Russell. Oh, no, it's not. Russell and Sierra were there, but that's not Russell. Kerry Washington's husband, Jody, the one who just divorced her white husband. I believe that's Anderson .Paak in the hat. Busta Rhymes, he's in there. MJ from Pose, I think she's there. Shameik Moore, he's there. Did we say Usher? Usher's there. Ava, I can't see her face. I can see a little bit of her hair. By the cut of her dress, and I mean this in the most respectful way possible, but the shape of her bottom, she's a shapely woman. Even after she's lost so much weight, it's a smaller shape, but it's shaped nonetheless. But I recognize Ava from the back. That's hilarious. Trevor Noah, There's another guy. I don't know who he is. I don't want to call him the wrong name. So I'm going to let that be. One of Quincy Jones' daughters. What's the one that was on the show on Netflix? It's Rashida Jones. I be getting her and Kidada confused. It's Rashida for sure. Those are the only people that I recognize. I think one of the other guys is, what's the guy who's the huge male supermodel? I can't tell if that's Alton Mason. I think it might be him. Could be. Not sure. But I want to see the official picture. All the black folks were there. Except me. The fashions. Oh, Sierra. Thick-ass Sierra. When was that baby born? Far be it for me to tell any woman what to do with her body. I think Sierra's best weight is the weight at which Sierra feels comfortable. That said, ma'am has been twirling up and down the timelines. Apparently, she's embracing these new thicker curves. She looks amazing. Good for her. She and Russell gonna end up with another baby. I saw Russell got fired. I knew it last week when I recorded. It's just one of those things I'm not really concerned about. If Russell never works again, his grandchildren still won't starve. He'll be all right. And I heard he got paid out on his contract. So even though he's not playing for them, they'll be paying him $37.8 million American USD dollars in dineros. Like I said, he'll be fine. Also saw he got picked up by the Steelers. You know, I really give two shits about football. I'm just in it to see how much money he's making. Oh, they're only paying him $1.2 million. But the Denver Broncos still have to pay him the $38. So he'll sign a cheap deal with the Steelers and let the Broncos pay him real money. Okay, that's fine. And he's only signed with them for a year. Oh, wow. They signed him in 2022. This is the Broncos. They signed that man for $242.6 million American USD dollars and dineros. Are you kidding me? I knew Russ had money. I didn't know Russ was getting it like that. I thought he was like, you know, $80 million, $100 million, $242 million. God damn, Russell. What's that Sierra prayer again? Russell be getting to the money. Where the money reside, where the money reside, where the money reside, where the money reside. Speaking of where the money resides, Don Lemon, he officially announced his podcast was coming back. He hinted at it before. He said, we're doing a thing. But I think he gave an official date. I'm looking at news and nothing's coming up, but I'm positive that I saw this. Let me go to Don Lemon's page. Okay, officially on Don Lemon's page. It premieres March 18th. That's soon. It's simply called The Don Lemon Show. And you can watch it on X or YouTube. You can stream it on all the major platforms. Don posted on his page. And look, this picture of Don, we need to talk about it. Don looks like he's gone vegan, has been drinking his alkaline water. He looks really good. I'm way too excited for this podcast. I swear it's like the third or fourth time I've mentioned it on here. I cannot wait. I really do like Don Lemon lots. He's absolutely problematic. Still my fave. There's some people I just can't give up on. Y'all saw how long it took me to give up on Kanye. Oh, apparently, I'm scrolling back on Don's page. His first guest is Elon Musk. Don says, Elon Musk, quote, like you've never seen him before. You won't want to miss this. Elon Musk is a good get. I'll tune in, even though I have no interest in Elon Musk. I'm tuning in solely to support Don. I'll try to make it through the first like 5-10 minutes to make sure Don gets his proper stream. I want him to get his monies and things. But I have absolutely no interest in hearing from Elon Musk. None whatsoever. Is there anything else on our list that we need to talk about? Oh!
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Would you take a nap? Read a book? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Now, you know, if you listen to this podcast, I am a huge advocate for therapy. I think everyone should be getting some, especially the people that think they don't need it. But also the people who are on the fence about something, when you can't make a big decision, maybe you just need a little help putting your priorities in order. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what BetterHelp is here for. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I love how easy BetterHelp makes it to access professional help. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ratchet today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ratchet. The Brooklyn Bishop. Oh, I guess we need to talk about Drea too. Man, we'll talk about both. CNN refers to him as the Bling Bishop. Brooklyn pastor Bling Bishop found guilty of spending $90,000 of his parishioner savings on luxury goods. I'm trying to figure out what the luxury is. All those monogram Fendi suits that he was rocking, Fendi don't actually make those. Is it still called luxury if it's not real Fendi? CNN describes a flashy jewelry-wearing Brooklyn pastor was convicted Monday in federal court of using a parishioner's retirement savings and trying to extort a businessman while touting he had connections to the New York City mayor. I believe there's going to be a story, like a scandalous story coming out about the New York City mayor at some point. There's a lot of sniffing going on. They're trying to find something. They said the pastor was found guilty on 5 counts, including wire fraud, attempted extortion, and making false statements to the FBI. The convictions are from 3 separate schemes. It said Whitehead, known for his Louis Vuitton suits and extravagant jewelry, made headlines in 2022 after he said he and his wife were robbed of $1 million worth of jewelry at their church. You know what? Had he never done that live stream and never, I believe, orchestrated that robbery on live stream in order to draw attention to himself, not even his church, to himself, I believe he could have kept on scheming for a lot longer. He inserted himself into the public conversation in a way that seemed very unbelievable. It caused people to look at him with greater scrutiny. Because I'm sure this parishioner that's saying that, you know, he got her for $90,000 and this businessman that said he tried to extort him, surely these are not the first times that he's tried to do something like this. But because he drew so much attention to himself, now here we are. I read that he's facing up to 45 years in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for July 1st. Let's see if there's any additional story in this Daily News, because Daily News tends to be a little salacious. The Daily News reports the Brooklyn Bishop, quote, gave a teary-eyed soliloquy the day before the verdict. In defense of himself, he said, there are always going to be people who wish on your downfall, but just understand that God will step up. Don't worry about tomorrow because we know who holds tomorrow. Amen. Sir, you out here scamming old ladies in the church and bringing God into this. There are always going to be people who wish on your downfall, sir, because you're scamming old ladies. God is not stepping up for the scammers. Not in defense of their scamming. Scamming in Jesus' name. You worried about going back to jail, sir. You going to hell. You are going to hell. Repent. Oh gosh. So the woman he scammed took the stand. She said, Whitehead, you know, I know this nigga, right? Not know him. I knew him back in the day. Like, I was at his wedding. One of my very close friends at the time married him. Me and my other close friend, who actually moved into her apartment after she moved out, drove out to Long Island for their wedding. Beautiful wedding. Beautiful wedding. Budget well spent. But she described Whitehead as a mentor and spiritual advisor to her son. She says the pastor, quote unquote pastor, I ain't trying to be struck down, claimed he would use the proceeds to buy and renovate a fixer-upper home. After being refused a bank loan, she said the investment was his idea and that the preacher had presided over her son's wedding and introduced him to contacts who helped him, the son, secure his own home. She said, I trusted him. He said he had real estate experience. He was a man of God. He prayed for me in earnest. I believe in God, so I believed he would honestly help me to get this house. You know who has real estate experience? His ex-wife. That's how I met her. She was my realtor in 2003. I was trying to rent an apartment and I was working with her to find a place. And the guy I was dating at the time, in a relationship with for a couple years, the older guy I talk about sometimes, him. I was maybe 24. He was 33, 34, something like that. It's so crazy how so much stuff from my 20s has been popping up again in my 40s. That's so weird. But he ended up buying a place from her. I was still looking for a place. The person across the hall from her was moving out. It was only 3 apartments in our building. So because my dude had bought a place from her, she made the commission off that. She said, I just want somebody cool across the hall. Why don't you take the apartment across from me? I won't even charge you because you introduced me to your boyfriend who bought a place. That's the real estate connect. She was dating him when I moved in. The additional stories would go with that aren't mine to tell. I have, of course, since he made the news, hit her up and invited her to come on Ratchet and Respectable. She has declined, but that's the real estate connect. I don't know if he actually has a real estate license. I could be so much messier, but I know folks got stories on me. I feel like if I toe the line, other people might too. I'm just saying. Let's all be easy. Let's see. We're still on the Daily News. It says trial evidence showed that Whitehead, previously convicted of identity theft, spent the cash on himself with the funds going to designer clothing, his BMW, Grubhub, Foot Locker, and other lavish purchases. I want to know what the designer clothing is. You are not going to convince me that those monogram Gucci, Fendi, and Louis suits actually came from Fendi, Gucci, or Louis. I cannot be convinced. The victim's son tried to get his mother's savings back from Whitehead, and Whitehead sent a text saying that he was going to ask God to exact vengeance on him. You stole somebody's mama's money, and when the son came to you, your mentee, who you were advising, who you presided over his wedding, when he came to you and said, give my mama back the money that you stole, you told that man, I'm going to ask God to exact vengeance on you. Sir. You're going to end up in the hottest part of hell. Repent. The Daily News notes there was more than one scheme. It says in the second scheme, the feds described Whitehead used his ties to the mayor to squeeze a Bronx businessman for $500,000 American USD. He told the businessman that Mayor Eric Adams, who he referred to as E, was, quote, his key to the city and could help the businessman with lifting a stop work order on a property. He said the Fed stressed from the outset that Whitehead's promises of mayoral help were false. The Daily News also notes, Adams' campaign is under federal investigation, with several close allies having their homes raided in recent months. Oh dear. Okay, still on the Daily News, it says, in yet another fraud of which Whitehead was convicted, evidence showed that he drew up phony bank statements to get a $250,000 loan, purporting to show he had millions in a company account that held less than $6. Sir. Once again, Whitehead could face up to 45 years in prison when he is sentenced on July 1st. This is very ungood. Very, very ungood. I kind of make jokey jokes about some of this stuff, but can I just have a moment of like seriousness? I knew this dude at one point. I'm still friends with his ex-wife. They have two children. He has been convicted of doing awful things. The shit that they say he did that he's been convicted of doing is in line with shit he's been convicted of doing before and has served time in jail or prison. There's a difference, but I don't remember which one he was in. This is all shameful shit, but it's made even more shameful, even more sad that he has children. I was literally there for the birth of his first child. I got the impression that he still has involvement in the lives of his children from his first marriage. It's not a question of if he's going to prison. He's facing up to 45 years. He's going to serve some time just based on the things that he's convicted of. It's just, I feel sad for the kids.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drea, Basketball Wives, is that where we know her from? She's been dating this young man. And by young, I mean 22. She is 39. She has a son who is 21 or 22. She is currently pregnant by her 22-year-old boyfriend. His name is Jalen Green. He's a cutie, like a child. He plays for the NBA. I believe he has some huge contract. They're having a baby girl. The baby is due in May. I think babies are blessings. Full stop. I think a 39-year-old woman dating a 22-year-old man. I respect that he's an adult. I respect that he's legal. He's been able to drink for all of a year. This is predatory shit. And I say the exact same thing when you have these old men in their late 30s and 40s and 50s and even more talking about how their ideal woman is under 25. You want these young women so you can basically manipulate them. I'm 44. I can't even date anyone under 38 is as low as I go. And even then I was like, that's a lot. I don't really prefer to go under 40 just because it's hard to hold a conversation. For me, I just start to lose a bit of common interest. We're just not in the same space, nor should we be. I shouldn't be thinking like a 30-something year old, nor should somebody in their early 30s or mid 30s even be thinking like someone in their mid 40s. Like, we should be in separate places. So the idea of her just dating this guy, I mean, he's fine. The body is right. Like, I get it. I get why he's attracted to her. She's fine. Y'all being sex partners, jump offs, cuddy buddies, whatever folks are calling it these days. Like, I get that. But to actually like create a whole human at 39 with a 22-year-old? Girl, I don't expect him to have no better sense because he's 22. You know how immature he is. And not immature necessarily for 22. I don't want to make judgments about the young man. I don't know him from a can of paint. He could be the most mature 22-year-old ever, but he's still immature to a 39-year-old. I want to be like, what are you doing? But I know what she's doing. He's like super wealthy. He signed to a 4-year contract for $40.8 million. It's so crazy how we just talked about Russell and that $200 million contract that I'm like, $40.8 million? That's it? $40.8 million is a whole lot of money. I totally get why she did it. It's very have a baby by me, be a millionaire. I get it in that sense. But like, really? Really? I feel bad for the young man. And not on some sexist shit, not to absolve him for responsibilities. He's old enough to understand the basics of if I have sex with a woman sans condom, I am likely to get her pregnant. And still, 22 and not knowing that you're getting finessed. Because that's exactly what happened here. Unfortunately, he ain't the first and he won't be the last. The same way I talk about these old men trying to date these young girls under 25. And I very clearly say, like, the girls are getting finessed. The girls are being exploited. The girls are getting taken advantage of. As much as you think you know at 20-somethings, because I was once one, I thought I knew everything in the world. I thought you couldn't get shit over on me. At 22, you don't even understand what game you're playing. You just in it. You just outside. You in it. You think you know. You have no idea. You can't keep up as hard as you try with somebody in their 30s and 40s. You can't. You're looking at the world in an entirely different way. You're just not capable at 20-something. You don't have the range. You haven't lived, literally. You have not lived long enough. It's sad. They may be of age. They may be legal, but they are being groomed nonetheless. Same shit here. He just got money, but he's being exploited all the same. Sad. I desperately want to know what his mama thinks. Not that she could do anything about it. I just want to know what she thinks. Like, is she cool with this? Is she ready to beat Dre's ass? I mean, after the baby comes? Because you can't fight a pregnant lady. Even a pregnant lady who's exploiting your son is still a pregnant lady. You can't fight a pregnant lady. But damn. It's a cold world, ain't it? That's the episode for this week. We're going to be late on Friday too because allegedly the merch is dropping that day. It might be on time if the merch drops on Saturday. We'll see. All right. That's the episode for this week. We'll be back. Talk soon. Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.